okay, if I don't catch the ball that is right now and it went to the goal or something, I need to learn from it, and the next ball I'm gonna catch it. And that way you're also learning something new that you can use it in the future. And that way every day I'm thinking the same, like, today's a training, I can learn something new, I'm gonna learn from my mistakes and go forward. And that's how you learn, and that's how you develop as a player. So that's what I tell myself every day.
Hello and welcome back to a new episode of the Club Sound Podcast. We're your hosts, Marcus Sundin, and alongside me is Alexander Brams, as always. Today, we are joined by a new guest, Katrina Talaslati. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to invite you on the podcast. You are currently the goalkeeper for Flory in the French League, in the best French League, and you are also a part of the Finnish national team. So obviously we're going to talk a little bit about what just went on in the Euros, which you were a part of. So I think that's going to be an interesting topic to talk about. But before we jump into that, we have our usual fire questions, which is four questions where you just answer as quick as you can. And the first thing that comes to mind, that's just what you say. So if you're ready for that, let's jump into it.
We can go. Yes.
Okay, let's go. Gloves on or gloves off?
On.
Favorite goalkeeper of all time?
Manuel Neuer.
Favorite goalkeeper you have played with?
Manuel Neuer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Most important aspect within goalkeeping.
Be yourself.
So these five questions is a new thing in this season, and we always end up talking and you spending the most of the episode talking about these five questions, but I feel like we have to do it every time, because favorite goalkeeper you have played with, you just mentioned one of the greatest goalkeepers of all time, Manuel Neuer. Can you talk us through a little bit about, did you play with him in one training session, or have you actually, do you know him?
Yeah, so back in, I would say, was it like 2016? Well, I didn't play with him, but I had a couple balls from him. He was shooting, so I don't know if he remembers that, but I was 16 at that time. So that's probably the best memory so far. Yeah,
that's awesome, and you're still a very, very young goalkeeper. And as I mentioned prior to the episode, I want to talk a little bit about how it is being a young goalkeeper in this professional football world sooner or later in the episode as well. But again, the last five question we asked you was the most important aspect within goalkeeping. And then I think it's the first time we hear this as well. Be yourself. Can you talk us through a little bit about why you think it's so important to be yourself in this world as well?
Yeah, I mean, as a goalkeeper, I mean, there's only one on the pitch. And being yourself gives you the opportunity to shine. And I think all the keepers are unique in their own way. And then it comes to just the decision of the coaches, who and which girl or boy they want to put on the pitch. But I mean, to show yourself and be yourself, I think is the best thing you can do for yourself and for the team. And I think all the training and matches and the experience comes along, but just to when you start when you're little, you're gonna learn all your technique and you start to experience things, and that is the thing you can bring to the field, and that's just to be yourself and show what you got.
Yeah, I love it. I think it relates to real life as well, because it's so important not to try to act and be like anyone else just because they are popular or whatever. I think it's a very important topic to really just be true to yourself is the way I want to say it, and not trying to become someone else because they have success or anything like that. And in those lines as well, as I just mentioned, you are a very young goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Playing in the French league, you're currently number four in the league. You just played in the Euros. You played against Germany in the Euros, which is, wow, some game. And how would you, obviously that we have a lot of young listeners out there as well. We mentioned this. We once got a text from one of our listeners at that texting us saying, hey guys, I'm so grateful for you guys doing this podcast, because every time, once a week, when I drive my son to goalkeeper training, we put it on the way there, we put it on in the car, and we listen to the episode on the way to practice. So we have a lot of young listeners out there as well. You being a young goalkeeper in the professional world, how do you keep being yourself, even though it's a tough environment? Because obviously we have Manuel Neuer and you have some goalkeepers in on the women's side that obviously you look up to, but how do you stay true to yourself, not trying to be like them?
I mean, of course it's a tough world and every day is tough somehow in some way, but I mean, being yourself is like, it comes from the routine every day. Like, if you want to be a professional footballer, I think you will have every day your own routine. And that basically comes to the point that you wake up and then you have the routine, like you go to training. I mean, keeping up with your timetable is the most important thing. And I have learned that way. Like, if you keep it up with your timetable, you go to training and you do your work there. Being yourself is like, being a keeper is a really hard position, and usually in the games it comes like, if you leave one goal, it's a mistake, kind of, I would say, like, then it's a goal most of the times. And then in the training I just tell myself, like, okay, if I don't catch the ball that is right now and it went to the goal or something, I need to learn from it, and the next ball I'm gonna catch it. And that way you also learning something new that you can use it in the future. And that way every day I'm thinking the same, like, today's a training, I can learn something new. I'm gonna learn from my mistakes and go forward. And that's how you learn and that's how you develop as a player. So that's what I tell myself every day.
Spot on. That's a very important aspect that we really try to emphasize on this podcast as well, that you really grow by making mistakes, because if you don't make mistakes, you have nothing to learn from, right? And no one is perfect. It's just reality. And by making mistakes, we can look at the mistake we made and then adjust from it. So I think that's a very important aspect to highlight as well.
And also, like, when you do the craziest save or like something really cool, you're really proud of yourself, you know? It's
exactly.
Yeah. So I think every day is something new. So always go to a new day with a good mood.
Love that. Love that. And Katrina, let's talk a little bit about how you got into goalkeeping, first of all, because I feel like I've said that already a lot of times, but you are obviously a young goalkeeper, but you have a impressive resume, to be honest. Been at club like Bayern Munich and Lyon, and now being at Fleury as well, being the first goalkeeper at a very young age. Can you talk us through a little bit about your background within goalkeeping? First of all, how you really found your interest in goalkeeping, and then maybe talk us through a little bit about your time at Bayern and at Lyon, and now being the first choice in Fleury as well.
Yes, of course, I can tell. So I started playing football. I was about five. Both of my older sisters were playing football. And I think my oldest sister told, like, how about if you try, you know, in your local club? And so I started as a striker, actually. I wasn't a keeper, but I think after a couple games, we played on the sand. So I went to the goal because there was, like, you know, every girl needs to go one game to the goal. So that it was my turn. I went to the goal and I was doing sand cakes. So I was not focusing on the ball or anything. I was just standing there or whatever doing. And then I think from that moment, it started to be like, I really like to just to be in front of the goal. And when I was a striker, yeah, I know I scored some goals, but I was thinking in that moment, how about if I catch those balls, you know? And I think in that kind of that way, I thought, okay, maybe I should be a goalkeeper. And then I was in Finland until I was 13 years old. I had two clubs before. So it was my village club and then FC Honka, that is next to Helsinki in Espoo. And when I turned, almost when I turned 14, I moved to Germany, to Nuremberg. I got there to U17 Bundesliga team with FC Nuremberg. And they played, yeah, the U17 Bundesliga. And we played against Bayern Munich during that season. And after the Bayern Munich game, the coach came to me. Like, they called me and said, how about if you would you like to come and play in FC Bayern Munich? And I was like, this sounds really cool, you know? Like, at that moment, I was like, I think I was like 15, turning 16. So, yeah, I got the contract with Bayern, and I moved to Munich. And then I started to train with the first team, women's team. And I was at the same time playing with U17 all the games, but I was like constantly training with the women's team. And then I was in Germany, I was, I think, about 6 years, 5 years in Munich. And then I got a call from my agent that Olympique Lyon, they're interested to have you to play for them. And yeah, and then I moved to France and I was in Lyon for 2 years. Yeah, I had a really great experience there. I learned a lot. I met new players, the best players in the world. I got to win the Champions League and the league and the cup. And at the moment, then after 2 years, I moved to Fleury. So now I'm playing FC Fleury. It's the same league that Olympique Lyon is playing. And I think the change from Lyon, it was a good time for me because I needed to get playing time. At that moment, I was 20, turning 21. So now I'm playing here and really happy. I got to play almost every game. Yeah.
Yeah, great story. And I think we've talked about this a lot of times in the podcast, that playing time is really important. And so I really understand your move and having the experience that you already had. So for the guests that don't know, Katrina played in the, or didn't play, but she was in the Champions League final. And I've read on your website that you were preparing as you would have played, of course. We've talked about this before with, for example, Esmir Begovic. He's talked about being a first, second, and third choice and how you have to prepare. So how do you set yourself up? Talk about the Champions League final and how you set yourself up, because you never know what's happening if there's an elbow or whatever for the first keeper.
Yeah, of course, like you said, you never know what's going to happen and who's going to play the game. You have to prepare yourself as best as possible for the game. And yeah, I know I wasn't starting, but overall, the whole experience was worth it. Like, it was probably the best moment so far in my football career. But yeah, of course, you have to prepare yourself every training before. And as a team, we did everything to win the title. Like, it doesn't come from one player, it comes from the whole team. So yeah,
of course, you need to be a GK Union, and if you're not the first choice, you can't just sit and be mad that you're not playing. You have to support and give everything for the team, because that's what's super important, because it's your job. If you're not playing, then it's still your job to support the team. And that's, so yeah, kudos to you for doing that. And we also want to talk a little bit about, so you just played in the Euros.
Yeah.
How was that experience? Like, I know you didn't play all the games, but you played the last game against Germany. But talk about the experience of the Euros and representing your country and then coming on to play.
I mean, it was a wonderful experience. we were with the Finnish national team, I think almost 6 weeks together before and in the Euros. It was a long time together, like doing preparation work and then getting into a tournament. I mean, yeah, we didn't get the best results and we know that. And we are ready for the next tournament, wherever we're going to go. But I feel like we learned a lot from it. Like now we know how the best, like national, what is the national team level in other countries. And I mean, for myself, it was great that I got to play the last game. It was some, I played against some people that I knew before. So it was a nice experience. And it's, I will have this memory for the rest of my life. That's for sure. But of course, I'm looking forward to it, like to go tomorrow with the national team again. So we have two games coming up. So I think it's like overall together, we have a great experience from it, but we have to learn a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. It's always about continuing to learn. And some keepers say that once you stop being curious on how to learn both as a team but also as an individual, that's when you're done. Like that's when you're full and you don't have the motivation anymore. So hopefully the Finnish national team will have some success with you and I hope that. But Katrina, I was looking at your website and I was looking under the partners section where you have done brilliant work at a young age to be like curious and trying to create partners, because of course a football career can only be this long and you never know if something terrible, God forbid, happens, then you have to have some kind of backup. You can't just put all your eggs in one basket. It's only the very few who can do that. So talk about you starting to get partners and going into a business side of it, because that's what me and Marcus have been doing and still trying to do with a lot of different things.
I mean, that side is really hard, I have to say, with the sponsors. I mean, it comes through how you show your performance, I guess. And I mean, I think it attracted pretty much when I left so early Finland. Like that was a big step, you know, that the sponsors, they want to contact me. And I think it mostly comes from my mom, because my mom is working as my manager and she deals with them. So I'm really like 100% focusing on football. And if anything comes, it goes to my manager, basically. So, I mean, I'm working on it because I don't know when I'm going to end my career. I know it's not going to be soon, but it's going to happen at some moment. But for after my career, I think it's good to have these connections and making connections all the time, because you don't know what you're going to do after. And I think it's good to have like kind of two sides, like playing football and also like going into businesses, because I'm also really interested to kind of like figure it out what other options people have, what other people are doing in general. So that really helps for the future. And I think my mom, Anne, she's doing an amazing job to help me out with it. But my job is just to focus on football and then other things comes when they come, you know? So
yeah. Yeah. All right. So shout out to mom Anne for doing a brilliant work, and it's really really interesting, because we talked with Lee Robinson about this on the podcast. It is actually, he said that you should do something besides football, because otherwise you can maybe get a little mad from it, and you can also like get too much pressure on yourself because you're actually playing for your next paycheck.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you have four bad games and you get cut. Like, what are you going to do then? Yeah. And then nobody's going to pick you up. Just horrible example is Luis Caius, right? I mean, he still has contracts and so on, but
yeah,
that's just a horrible example. And he's still working out and training. I follow him and I see he's doing good, but that's something you really go through. So I love that you're doing this on the side at such an early age as well.
I think it's good to have something else to do after football. So not like 24 7, you're only focusing on football. I think for me personally, I think it's important to have some time off from football as well. Even though, okay, we have twice holiday per year, but also maybe the evening time you're just focusing completely different things, and then the next day you're fresh when you go to training. I personally, that's really important to me, and that's why I love doing other things as well.
Yeah, I understand. I have some friends who play at a very high level, and they just wake up, go to practice, and then they go back and then they just lay on the couch and play FIFA or Warzone or whatever, and then they go to bed and wake up and do the same again. And I personally couldn't do that, but I know they're set with it, but yeah, doing something else.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
For somebody it works, and yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. People are
different. Yeah, it's good.
People are very different. All right. So I'm also a little bit curious, because you're leaving home at age 13. Did your parents go with you, or were you alone?
Yeah, the first years they came with me. Okay. Obviously my whole family loves to watch football. They're like, at the moment in France, they will come here, watch every single home game, because they just love to watch football. So when I moved from Finland to Germany when I was 13, yes, they came with me in the first. And I think it's just, by the time I got older, it was like, I would say a little bit less. Like, they were traveling between Finland and Munich. But I mean, they have been always with me and supporting me. So
nice. Nice. Yeah. That's a good support system to have, to have all that. And that's cool that football brings you to different countries. And that's what it has done to me. That what it's doing to Marcus as well. It's going out there and experiencing the world through football. And yeah, I know way too many people who just, if they don't go pro or something like that, they just hold off and get their normal job. But I've always been curious and wanting football to path my way. Marcus, no, what, sorry, go.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, and I think that's really what a lot of football players in general out there take sometimes for granted, maybe, that Alex back in the day wasn't in the States. Football took him to the States, where he got his bachelor degrees, and now he's doing his master's in Italy, right? And me being in Florida now, when I was 16, 15, I would never have thought I would be playing the game I love in across the world in a lovely city like Tampa in Florida. And obviously you being in different countries at such a young age as well. You've been in Germany, obviously, now in France. France, sorry. And I mean, that I think it's a topic that's not really touched a lot on, because we've had a Danish goalkeeper on as well. He didn't really break through in the Danish league. Now he's a superstar in Thailand. He's playing in Bangkok, the capital of Thailand. Who would have thought that he would establish not only a career and a life with his family in Thailand, but also be almost a superstar as a rock star, because he basically is at the moment. I mean, it's something that I think some people out there really take for granted, because we always, instead of being in the moment, we always strive towards making it to the next level. And I think that's something we really have to try to not do in the future, is really to be in the moment instead of where will I be in the next year or in 5 years from now. I know it's important to set goals, but at the same time, let's say in 5 years you win the Champions League, that's obviously a massive step. But then if you look back at where I was 5 years ago, when you think, oh, I didn't really enjoy that time, that would be time wasted. So I think it's very important to, even though it's a hard world, and obviously I think you can agree on that the football world is a hard world, because it's a business. There is always someone that's trying to get your spot. And that's just how it is, especially in goalkeeping. There is only one goalkeeper on the field for each team. So it's a tough world.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
and you being in, we can even touch a little bit more about that, you being in this professional world, and the women's football is growing tremendously as well, which is great to follow. How do you cope with all this being in, because obviously now when you've just been in the Euros as well, there was a lot of focus on you. I could imagine a lot of people in Finland was following how you did in the tournament, all this. How was it, the difference from back in the days where women's soccer was really something that not a lot of people would watch, where now I can only relate to myself. Obviously, I was following the Euros, and that was one of my first experiences with women's soccer. So how has that change been for you?
I mean, for like comparing back in the days, like I think women's football was not a big thing in general, but now in the Euros, of course, like women's football got, like we get more media attention, like TVs are showing us when we play, social media and all this thing. I mean, it's growing, and I think it's a good thing. I mean, we're still trying to achieve the same level, like like for guys, but I think it takes time. But like the experience in general, I think it's like we try to push it forward, because then there are younger kids that are looking up to us, and maybe we are trying to achieve something that maybe in 10 years they will be in an even higher level. So I think this summer Euros, it was a big thing for women's football, and I'm happy for it. I mean, it's for me, Euros, I was the youngest in the team, so it was great to experience that as well. I have been always almost the youngest player in the team, so it's always a little bit pressure, but I mean, I like it, so I'm not gonna complain. But I think in the Euros, it's a big step forward for young players to play in such a big tournament. And I mean, I have been following other teams as well. They had young players playing, and all did well. So all of them were great in the tournament. So I think it shows like the younger players are getting better every year. So I mean, I'm 21, so I like to say that like we are getting better, and I think it's a good thing for every single club team or national teams as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And as I mentioned before we started recording, Katrina, you are continuing our little Finnish cult here on the Gloves On podcast, because as I mentioned, we have had, I think you are the fifth or sixth Finnish guest so far. And when you think about the size of the country, I think that's pretty impressive. But we're just thankful to invite you on, obviously. But I want to talk a little bit about the Finnish goalkeeping style as well here at the end, because we have obviously had, as I mentioned, Finnish goalkeeper coaches on, and even Lukas Radeski, who is the men's national team goalkeeper. How would you say that now you have obviously experienced the German style of goalkeeping at Bayern, and now you are in France, how would you say that the Finnish goalkeeping style, which you grew up playing with, differs from the different styles and you've evolved into in Germany and in France?
Actually, it's a fun question, because when I started to be a keeper, I never had a Finnish goalkeeper coach. When I moved from the village club to FC Honka, that is next to Helsinki in Espoo, I had an Italian goalkeeper coach. I never had a Finnish one. And then he is from Italy, and he was in the organization of Juventus when he was, like, I would say younger, but he moved from Italy to Finland. And at that time, I was like 11, 12, 13. I was with the boys only. So he was coaching all the technique and all these things, but he was Italian, so I'm not sure like what is exactly like the Finnish style of coaching, because I never experienced it because he's an Italian coach. And then when I turned 13, I went to Germany, so I learned the German style. So it's a good question, like how is it different comparing to Germany and France? I don't really know, but I would say like the technique is the key when you start to be a keeper, and that's how I learned, but it just came from the Italian coach. So it's a little bit different like story.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's super interesting with starting out with an Italian coach. And that's what I'm about to get now for the first time. Actually, the goalkeeper coach here at, it's called Rome City Institute. He's also a goalkeeper coach at AS Roma. So, and we have first training tomorrow. So I'm super excited for that, to try that.
Awesome. That's an interesting twist to the question. I didn't expect that answer. At the end here of the podcast, Katrina, as this is your first time being on the podcast, we have our usual question due to our name, the Gloves On podcast. We want to ask you about what is your favorite gloves and why?
At the moment, I have Puma gloves. I changed from Adidas to Puma when I came to France. So at the moment, my favorite is Puma gloves, the future, Puma future. That is what I use daily, those gloves. And I would recommend them to any other keeper. Like whoever wants to try, I think they're really good. But of course, the other brands as well that makes like really good gloves.
Yeah, and I feel like...
Do you use the Puma Futures as well? Like the boots, the cleats? Sorry.
Yes. Yeah, I use both like cleats and gloves. I use from Puma. So, and for me, it's important that they're matching. They're the same color.
Has to be matching, doesn't it? No, I feel like Puma has really taken a few big steps in the goalkeeping world over the last few years, because to my knowledge, 10 years ago they weren't really into goalkeeping, but over the recent years it's really where I've seen a lot of pros wearing it, obviously including you now as well, and a lot of big goalkeepers out there. If I'm not wrong, I think Jan Sommer plays in it as well, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's growing out there. But again, Katrina, we are coming to the end of the podcast. So here at the end, Alex and I just want to say thank you so much for taking your time today to share a little bit about your career, about your knowledge within the goalkeeping world. And we would love to invite you on later in your career, because as I mentioned, you are a young goalkeeper. So when you have some more experience, in 5 years, when Alex and I are still doing this podcast, we'll invite you back on.
Yes, of course. I would love to come again. And thank you for you guys. It was great to be here with you guys.
And to you guys still listening out there, please go follow Gloves On Podcast on your favorite social media, leave a review, and share this with one other goalkeeper for them to keep improving. Catch you on the next episode of Gloves On Podcast.